After September 11th, donors flooded the nation's blood banks, but most were one-time donors and the blood supply returned to its usual state. Blood donations always are down during the summer, but this year is especially bad. NPR's Joanne Silberner explains why.
Jim McPherson is the CEO of America's Blood Centers, a consortium of blood banks that handle the nation's blood donations. He's usually pretty upbeat, but not now.
This is the worst summer we have ever seen, and it hasn't been getting any better.
The demand for blood is increasing as baby boomers age and need surgery. But over the past couple of decades, greater knowledge about diseases transmitted by blood has resulted in more and more restrictions. No one with hepatitis B or C is allowed to donate, nor is anyone with a behavior that makes them prone to HIV infection. In May, the Food and Drug Administration instituted another big restriction, this one on anyone who's been in the United Kingdom for a total of 6 months between 1980 and 1996. The reason? People may have picked up a condition related to mad cow disease. The disease has never been shown to pass through blood, but the Food and Drug Administration ordered the restriction to be on the safe side. McPherson says the new rule is the main reason blood bankers are in a bind.
Many of our most faithful donors are people who have spent considerable time in Europe, either at school or on business relocation or frequent travel. And so we've lost an awful lot of our faithful donors this summer.
Local blood bankers echo his concerns. J.B. Gaskins is vice president of Florida Blood Services, which operates in the Tampa area.
It has had a pretty big effect on our donations, and what I mean by that is we've got a lot of people who are regular blood donors who are now no longer able to donate, so it's not like it's one and out. It's we're missing out on multiple donations during the year because these folks can no longer donate.
After September 11th, government officials said they'd like to keep a 5-day supply of blood on hand at all times. Gaskins is nowhere near that.
We probably had about a 4-day supply this time, 3.5-day supply this last year about this time, and now we're looking at about a 2-day supply. And that seems to be how our norm has been going lately.
On a national level, McPherson says a third of his blood centers have a 2-day supply or less. New York City has been hit hardest by the mad cow restrictions. Blood bankers there used to buy 25% of their blood from European suppliers. Now blood centers like the one Gaskins works at are trying to help out by sending New York 100 units of blood a week.
For the most part, we've been able to make that commitment, but there's been some weeks when our supply has been low here, and we can't jeopardize our local community to send blood up there.
So blood banks have been going to the media and calling up previous donors. McPherson estimates they've spent millions of dollars on advertising. Even so, he doesn't expect his autumn to be any better than his summer.
There's a new wave of restrictions for people to give blood that takes place at the end of September. And this is for people who have spent 5 or more years in any European country. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but again, this will hit another 3% of the donors.
In early September, America's Blood Centers will start a pledge drive in department stores across the country. They'll be asking people to donate in honor of those who died last September 11th. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.